This week's parasha is Parshas Devarim, and with Parshas Devarim we open up Sefer Devarim, the fifth book of Torah. Baruch Shechianu v'kiyumanu v'higiyanu lasman hazeh. Parshas Devarim is always read Erev Tisha B'Av. There are many reasons given. One of the most famous reasons is because Moshe recounts the sin of the Meraglim. Of course, the day the Meraglim came back was Erev Tisha B'Av. The night they cried was the first Tisha B'Av. However, let us propose today in Shir a different reason. Let us look at the beginning of Parshas Devarim, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. Ela hadvarim asher diber Moshe al kol Yisrael b'eva hayardin. These are the words that Moshe spoke to the entire Israel on the other side of the Jordan River, on the eastern side of the Jordan. Bamidbar ba'arava mol suf bein paron uvein tofa v'lavan v'chatzeros v'di zahav. It lists all sorts of places where Moshe apparently spoke to the children of Israel. And yet these places, some of them, we never even find that we encamped in these places. So what is the Pasuk alluding to as we open up this beautiful Sefer? What Moshe Rabbeinu acts is so poetic. Devarim is such an incredibly beautiful Sefer of Chumash with the poetry, the prose, the words, inspiration of Moshe Rabbeinu. But what is the first Pasuk teaching us? What is Bamidbar Ba'arava Molsuf Bein Paran Bein Tofa Lavan Chatzeres Dizav? What are they all referring to? So Rashi actually tells us that each of these places is referring to a different sin of the children of Israel, but because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to embarrass Klal Yisrael, says Rashi, quote, Mipnei Kvodan Shal Yisrael, because of the kavod of Klal Yisrael, they're only alluded to by remez. Moshe doesn't say straight out the sins that they did. These are Divrei Tochacha, says Rashi, but Moshe tells that in a remez. So what does it mean, Bamidbar? What sin was that? She says, "B'shvil mashi hechisu b'midbar." They angered Hashem in the wilderness. If only we would have died, the children of Israel said, if only we would have died by the hands of Hashem in the land of Egypt. So one of the sins was they angered God b'midbar. What is ba'arava? So Rashi says, "B'shvil ha'arava," because of the plain shechatu b'val par. This is talking about the sin of Baal Par and the aftermath of Bilaam's disastrous attempt to curse the Jews. He only blesses the Jews. He gives Balak advice, which leads to the sin of Baal Par. B'shitim ba'arvas mov. So arava refers to the sin of Baal Par. What is Mol Suf? Opposite Suf, opposite the Sea of Reeds. Amasha Himru Biyam Suf, they rebelled at the Sea of Reeds. When they arrived at the Sea of Reeds, they said, were there not enough graves in Egypt? You took us out to die in the wilderness. What is Bein Paran Uvein Tofa Vilavan? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, we've gone through the whole Chumash. We don't find any places that are called Tofa Vilavan. What is this referring to? Says Rashi, when Moshe gave them rebuke, Tochacha Al Hadvarim Shetaflu Al Haman, over the words which they slandered the man, Shehu Lavan. So they told Lashon Hara about the man, and they said in Parshas Balozcha, Nafshenu Katsa Balacham HaKilokel, our souls are sick of this insubstantial food. They were sick of the manna. They don't want it anymore. I'm sorry, it's a different place. They also complain about the man in Balozcha. Okay, Rashi's quoting there from Sefer Bamidbar, Perichov Aleph, Pasukei. And what is Bamidbar Paran? Aidei HaMiraglim. So you see that each of these places refers to a different sin. I want to focus on Chatzeros. Okay? Again, the Pasuk says, Bamidbar ba'arava mol suf bein paron uvein tofa v'lavan. We've explained all those according to Rashi. And then it says, v'chatzeros. So Rashi says, what is chatzeros referring to? The machlokas of Korach. B'machlukto shel Korach. The Pesukim tell us in Perek Tazayin of Bamidbar that Korach leads an insurgency. He leads a rebellion against the leadership of Moshe and the kohuna gedola of Aaron HaKohen. Finally, what's Dizahav? A reference to the gold of Egel HaZahav. So that is what all these places are. Chatzeros refers to the Mechilkas of Korach. Rashi does also say Adavar Acher, referring to the sin of Miriam. But we're going to talk about the first pshat of Rashi. Why is Chatzeros a reference to the Mechilkas of Korach? I quote from the Sefer Short and Sweet on the Parsha by Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Bregman, and he brings us a beautiful insight that relates so powerfully to the fact that the Devarim is always read Erev Tisha B'Av. Here we go. He quotes the Pasuk, Bergal Pasuk Aleph, V'chatzeros V'dizahav. Rashi explains that Chatzeros refers to the rebellion of Korach. And interestingly, in Lashon HaKodesh, the same word also means courtyards. So something that I try and focus on very, very much in my own personal learning and teaching Shor Rashim in Lashon HaKodesh. Why is Chatzeros a reference to Korach and his Eda and their Machlokas? But it also means like a Chatzer, a courtyard. What is the connection, asks the Sefer Short and Sweet on the Parsha, between Korach's rebellion and a courtyard? What does one have to do with the other? And he says that there's a famous verse from the Chidushei Harim that sheds light on this question. In Masecha Shabbos, it says that Shlomo HaMelech instituted a safeguard to the Torah laws of Eruv. Specifically, Shlomo HaMelech prohibited transferring an object on Shabbos from one person's home to another person's home, unless the procedure of Eruvei Chatzeros is followed. This halacha allows one to combine or merge several homes that are open into a shared area, a single unit, and that's without carrying between the homes. So the Eruvei Chatzeros makes a number of homes into one chatzer, one courtyard. It links together different homes into one complete hall. Chatzer is chatzer. We have one chatzer. Interestingly, Eruv, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Bregman points out, Eruv means to combine or merge. Okay, Eruv, like the Eruv Rav, was a great conglomeration. It was a mixture of people. When you take when you take individual units, you merge them together into one mixture, that'd be Eruv. So Eruve Chatzeros is merging different homes of an open area, putting up the Eruv, making the shared area a single unit. Now we can carry between homes. So what does this all have to do with Korach and Chatzeros? The Gemara records that Hashem was very happy with Shlomo HaMelech's enactment because it is commonly explained that Hashem rejoiced. Why? It would lead to more achdus if different homes all become part of one chatzer, one courtyard, leading to the ability to carry between different homes which are all part of one. It will lead to more achdus. It will lead to love between brothers. It will lead to people sharing their Suda Shlishis meal together, sharing a Dvar Torah Shabbos afternoon together, carrying a Gemara to learn B'chavrus together. So the Gemara says Hashem was very happy with this because it would lead to more achdos. However, as we know, Korach, if you look back in Parshas Korach, Bar Midbar, Prakim Tazayin through Yod Zayin, Korach caused nothing but animosity, hatred, rebellion, and division. Machlokas, Chalak, Chalek, he divided Kal Yisrael. His rebellion had the opposite effect of Eruvei Chatzeros, whereas Eruvei Chatzeros links individual homes together is one unit. Korach did the exact opposite. He took one cohesive unit of Klal Yisrael and he divided them into many individuals, each striving for the good of their very own selves. Says Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Bregman, he caused people to stick to themselves, to become increasingly selfish and concerned with their own individual interests, not the good of the Klal. And so the Chidushei Harim explains, the sin of Korach is known by the name Chatzeros, which means courtyards, because he caused people to focus on themselves and their own space instead of focusing on the good of the klal. Korach did not merge the courtyard, both proverbially and literally. Instead of putting people under one banner of unity, which is accomplished through Eruv Chatzeros, it's as if he cut down, so to speak, the Eruv, and then everyone had their own chatzer. Such a beautiful chiddush of the Chidushei Harim here, which is why Korach's sin is known as Chatzeros. And now we can go back to our original question. Why is Devarim read Erev Tisha B'Av? It's always read. Last week we caught up in Chutzarts. Matos Masai catches us up with Eretz Yisrael. So everybody reads Devarim Erev Tisha B'Av. Perhaps why? Now, based on this insight, we could give a different reason. Yes, Chet HaMeragim is listed in this week's parsha, but the Gemara tells us in Yuma Tes on the base that the first base of Mikdash was destroyed because people, I know the three cardinal sins, Yareg V'Al Yavar, but the Gemara also says there, Elu B'nei Adam She'ochim V'shosin Ze'etzeh V'dokrin Ze'etzeh B'charvot She'bileshonam. In the time of the first temple period, the people would spear each other with the swords of their tongues. Clearly, spearing somebody with the sword of your tongue leads to tremendous division, animosity, and hatred between Klal Yisrael. When the second base of Mikdash was destroyed, even though the people were osik in Torah and gemilas chasadim and mitzvah, says the Gemara, nevertheless, shahayu bo sinas chinam. So, if we want to take away division amongst Klal Yisrael, if we want to have ahavas chinam, if we want to speak nicely to our fellow Jew, if we want to reverse the process of being hateful to one another, Rachman al-Islan, sin is chinim, and being loving to one another, we have to take the tochacha that Moshe gives us. What is a tochacha? Don't be like Korach. Don't divide every Jewish home into their own individual courtyard, chatzeros. When we come together, when we combine as one whole unit with ahavas Yisrael, ahavas Torah, ahavas Eretz Yisrael, and ahavas the Ribbono Shel Olam, ma'ashem elkecha shu'al mimach, ahavtas Hashem elkecha b'chol levavcha, when we can love each other, love our land, and love the Ribbono Shel Olam as we are meant to, then we will take all the individuals in Klal Yisrael into one grand chatzer, united by the Eruve Chatzeros, and then Be'ezer Hashem we will be Zocha to see Binyan Bayis Shlishi. Another reason perhaps why Devarim is always read Erev Tisha B'Av, based on this wonderful insight and Chiddush of the Chidushei Harim. I wish everybody a wonderful day, and Be'ezer Hashem a Shabbat Shalom. May we be Zocha to see our national day of mourning and darkness and Churban, with our efforts and divine rachamim, be turned into ata tachum tzarachim tzion ki es lachanana kiva moed. The moed of Tisha B'Av should be turned into a moed and a true yom tov with the geula shleima. Amen v'amen. Thank you so much. Kol tov. Shabbat shalom.